USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The CDC with a warning concerning coronavirus. The agency says it's expected to take a real foothold in the U.S. The head of the agency's Center for Respiratory Diseases saying that the U.S. will likely soon see the spread of the virus, which has killed more than 1,000 people, mostly in China, sickening tens of thousands more. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House today for a meeting with President Trump. They're expected to discuss a recent Trump administration decision to prevent Empire State residents from taking part in travel programs that allow folks to quickly pass through airport checkpoints and borders. The administration says New York is also blocking access to motor vehicle records on possible illegal immigrants. Cuomo denies it.
I believe it's about politics.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Iowa's Democratic Party chief resigning after last week's caucuses fiasco. Troy Price again apologizing and saying Iowa Democrats deserve better. Fallout continues after the U.S. Justice Department overrules its own prosecutors and agrees to lower the amount of prison time it will seek for President Trump's ally Roger Stone. It followed a tweet from President Trump calling the original 7 to 9 year recommendation excessive. Those attorneys then quit the case. And Mr. Trump tweeted congratulations to Attorney General William Barr. Here's Wayne State Law Professor Peter Henning.
Attorney General Barr has decided they're going to make a recommendation for a much lighter sentence, not the 7 to 9 years. So that's really just a slap in the face of the prosecutors who actually prosecuted Roger Stone and obtained the convictions. So I guess in a sense, the higher levels in the Department of Justice don't really care.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The new CEO of BP says it's time for the energy giant to reinvent itself. Bernard Looney, who took the top spot this month, saying that that means eventually investing more in alternative energy. He estimated it's going to take trillions of dollars to, in his words, rewire the world's energy system, since carbon-based resources are finite. The company's announced plans to reach zero carbon emissions by 2050, although it has set no specific targets in the meantime. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says media reports are lying about him getting special treatment from the U.S. Justice Department. Giuliani telling Fox News last night that he's getting, quote, terrible treatment from the department, and he called the media corrupt. Attorney General William Barr did say on Monday that the Justice Department's going to review Giuliani's information from Ukraine concerning Joe Biden's son to gauge its credibility. And the new theme song of the upcoming James Bond film has a release date now. Billie Eilish announcing that No Time to Die will drop later today at 4 p.m. Pacific time, to be exact. The singer taking to Instagram to feature a sneak peek of the song. The track was written by the 18-year-old Eilish and her brother Phineas. No Time to Die will open in theaters on April 10th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.